meet you in the morning, just inside the Eastern Gate. Then be ready, faithful pilgrim, lest with you it be too late. Oh, I will meet you, I will meet you. Just inside the Eastern Gate over there. Oh, I will meet you. I will meet you. I will meet you in the morning over there. If you hasten off to glory, linger near the Eastern Gate. For I'm coming in the morning, so you'll not have long to wait. Oh, I will meet you
in the morning.
I will meet you
in the morning.
Just inside the Eastern Gate over there. Oh, I will meet you. I will meet you in the morning over there. And keep your lamps all trimmed and burning, for the bridegroom watch and wait. He'll be with us at that meeting, just inside the Eastern Gate. Oh, I will meet you
in the morning.
I will meet you
in the morning.
Just inside the Eastern Gate over there. Oh, I will meet you
in the morning.
I will meet you
in the morning.
I will meet you in the morning over there. Oh, the joy of that glad meeting with the saints who for us wait. Oh, what a blessed, happy meeting just inside the Eastern Gate. Oh, I will meet you
in the morning.
I will meet you
in the morning.
Just inside the Eastern Gate over there. Oh, I will meet you. I will meet you in the morning over there. Let's sing verse 3. Keep your lamps all trimmed and burning.
What a song.
For the bride.
Keep your lamps all trimmed and burning for the bridegroom. Watch and wait. Are you watching? Are you waiting for the bridegroom? Are you ready should the rapture occur during this hour in which we just entered? Welcome, my friends, to Open Bible Telecast, Open Bible Dialogue. Whether you're hearing us on radio or internet or Facebook, we give you a great big welcome. And the program today is one victorious sounding program. Satan, your kingdom is coming down. I want you to say that with me. Satan, your kingdom is coming down. Would you say that several times during this next hour? And let's celebrate the fact that the rapture of the church and the end of this horrible work of Satan, the end of all the darkness and the full, complete judgment. It's all ahead of us. We're so near, it's exciting. The king is coming. The king is coming. And I hope you're ready to go. Now, Satan, your kingdom is coming down. You know, it's good to study what the Bible has said about the devil. It really is, and it's good to know the Bible has already guaranteed his final defeat. We don't have to wonder if Satan is going to be destroyed. Excuse me. We don't have to wonder if his time is almost over. All you got to do is read the news and the Bible. When you read the Bible and you read the news, you know exactly what is about to occur. Satan, your kingdom is coming down. If you are serving the devil, he is making a fool out of you. If you are serving the devil, he is making a fool out of you. And I would you would hear me. A couple of weeks, 3 weeks ago, we did a program showing in the Bible that a person who lives in sin is literally destroying half of their life from the point on in which they commit themselves to live in sin. Do you understand that? Satan has nothing good to offer you. Satan has nothing wonderful, exciting in your future to offer you. The best he can give you is an eternal time in a lake of fire, an eternal time in the lake of, that's the best he can give you, because that's the best he's got. He has nothing to offer you but empty pleasure and some empty sins and some empty actions, and they are not worth your life. You're too valuable. You're too important. God made you to be something special. God made you to do things beautiful with you. God made you for exciting living. So why live a life in sin and in darkness? Now, I want to start this Bible study, this time together. And I want you to get ready for some calls. I want you to call me. I want to answer your questions. I don't want to leave you hanging on no issue that might involve the coming down, the ending of the devil's kingdom. Now, in the book of Isaiah, a prophecy that is close to 3,000 years old. 3,000 years old, and it's all about the devil and his end. Listen to this. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? Son of the morning, how art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thy heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the throne of God, or the stars of God. I will sit up on the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. You know, the Bible makes it plain that heavenly Jerusalem is on the sides of the north. And so here we have another reference to that. I didn't remember that till I just read it. But Satan's kingdom, and he wanted to be in God's kingdom, and he wanted to weaken the nations, and he wanted to sit in God's place on the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heavens, the old devil said, above the clouds. I will be like the Most High. I will be like the Most High. Yet thou art brought down to hell, to the sides of the earth. Thou art brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit, it says. Thou art brought down. Thou art brought down. Now, God has made it plain that Satan is on a very short lease, and he doesn't have very long, and he's soon to be at the end of his rope. And for 7 years, the great tribulation period, he's going to come or be cast down to the earth, and he is going to do his best. He's going to know that he has but a short time, and he's going to make hell out of the situation. I'm here to tell you, friend, it's an ugly thing when you realize it, and it ought to make you run to the cross and run to the saving blood of Jesus. It ought to make you absolutely sick of sin and sick of everything that sin offers. It ought to make you want the things of God. It really should. And I'm praying that that will be the end results of this broadcast. They that see thee shall narrowly look upon thee. Now, even it goes on to show how the devil's own crowd is going to taunt him. The devil's own crowd is going to make fun of him. Even those he deceived and those that followed him and the angels that fell with him and became part of his entourage of demon spirits, all of them are going to taunt him. They that see thee shall look upon thee and consider thee, saying, is this the man that made the earth to tremble and that did shake kingdoms? Is this the man? I mean, here he is in his defeat. He's been cast down. He's become a nobody and a nothing. And his own entourage, his own crowd is taunting him. That made the world as a wilderness and destroyed the cities thereof, that opened the house of the brave. All the kings of the earth, even all of them, lie in glory, everyone in his own home. For thou art cast out. For thou art cast out. The last words that old Isaiah, the prophet of God, said of old Lucifer, for thou art cast out. Now, you look at all the things that we have about him, and the devil is the loser. The devil is the liar. The devil is the imitator. The devil is the one who put on a show. The devil is the one who the Bible said, and Jesus said this in Luke, he said, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. God cast him out of the heavenly realm. God cast him out of the heavenly realm, and he became the prince of the power of the air. Now, the second kingdom between the third kingdom where God's throne is and the earthly kingdom, which is the first heavens, the second heavens became the reigning, ruling part of the devil's effort. And God allowed him a period of time so that he would be judicially judged. When God finally judges the devil, there will be no need of any witness. There will be no need of anything. It will be a clear picture. And God has given the old devil room to prove his nothingness so that humankind would never want anything of the like to that ever again in human history. Forever. Forever, he will be finished, and there will be no more of his doings. Isn't that wonderful to think about? Satan, your kingdom is coming down. Satan, your kingdom is coming down. Every one of you evil people, every one of you wicked people, every one of you who've got family members living for the world and living for Satan and living in sin and rejecting God and with all the things that cripple their lives, try to tell them. Try to tell them how they're wasting their life. I wish every one of them was listening to me now, and I could tell you, you're wasting your life. It's all in vain. It's all in vain. And Satan's kingdom is coming down. You live in his kingdom and do his bidding, and you only are going to be judged with him. You only are going to be judged with him. Now, one of the things that is so important to know is that hell is real. The lake of fire is real. The lake of fire and hell is real. You got to know that. But you need to understand that they were created for the devil and his angels. It wasn't created for you, not in the least. I want to read the scripture because you need to take these things home with you. Maybe you're in a home right now. You need to write them down in your Bible, and you need to never forget them. In the book of Matthew 25, the book of Matthew 25 and verse, I'm trying to get the right verse. I can't hardly read my own writing. Verse 41, I'm sorry. 25, Matthew 25 and 41. Now, you got to listen. I want you to hear this. I want you to know what the Bible says, Matthew 25 and 41, and I'm not finding my Bible verses right today. I'm sorry, they're marked. It isn't the Bible, it's me. You already knew that, didn't you? It isn't the Bible, it's me. Matthew, got it now, Matthew 25 and verse 41. Listen to this. Then shall he say also unto them on his left hand, depart from me, listen now, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared, now, and this is Jesus talking, depart from me, ye wicked, into everlasting fire. He called them cursed, ye into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. Prepared for the devil and his angels. So hell and the lake of fire wasn't prepared for you. Not a one of you living in sin. Not a one of you who rejected Christ. Not a one of you who are so caught up in your own ways that you won't turn to Christ. It wasn't prepared for you. You're going to be an intruder. You're going to go there as an intruder. And I promise you, the demons of hell are going to taunt you day and night for all eternity because you invaded the sphere that was prepared for them. Because you, in your own foolishness and sinfulness and rejection of the mighty Christ, the lily of the valley and the bright and morning star, you rejected him for Lucifer, the cursed one, the dark demonic one, and you devoured you wasted your life in the ugly living, in wicked living. Oh, my friend, I call on you in the name of the Lord. Turn Turn to Christ. Turn to the righteous life. There is nothing so beautiful as the righteous life. Now, I'm trying to give you a few little things here at the beginning because I don't want you to forget them. You need to remember. Now, go with me to 1 Peter. I want to read you something about the devil that you need to remember. You need to remember. You say, well, I'll escape him. I'll hide from him. I'll keep out of his view. I'll do my things in secret. Oh, friend, with the devil, the secret is where he lives and where he hides. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 8. Let me read that to you. 2 Peter chapter 5 verse 8. Be sober. Be vigilant because your adversary, the devil, be sober, be vigilant. I mean, keep your eyes open and be sober. Keep yourself in a state of consciousness and discipline. Be sober, be vigilant because your adversary, the devil, walketh about. Seeking, as a roaring lion walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. As a roaring lion goeth about, seeking whom he may devour. He's watching for you. He's looking for you. I've tried to tell people through the years, every time you live in sin, you are making yourself an object of his interest. And the demons can spot your sins. The devil can spot your wickedness. You dress like a homosexual, then the devil and the demons of homosexuality will spot your dress and make an effort to come after you and go for you. Now, you got to hear that. My phone is ringing. Isn't that amazing? Right in the middle of a radio program. Well, let me let them on. Let's see what they hear. Listen, I'm here to tell you, and this is important for you to remember. The devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. He's after devouring you. He's after taking you on a trip of deception and confusion and darkness and devouring you and making and taunting you. Oh, friend, I'm here to tell you, the devil cares nothing about you, but he wants to destroy you. That's all I can tell you. And there's no question and there's no doubt. Now, if you know this and you know the devil is going about seeking whom he may devour, why would you ever live the life that makes you an object of his interest? We got a world full of people that are an object of his interest. They so live. See, and here's something very important. The devil has no power over you but what you give him. Are you listening? The devil has no power over you but what you give him. You have to give him the right in your life. You have to give him the privilege of taking over your life. You have to give him the ability to taunt you and to destroy you. You've got to give it to him because God made you a free moral agent. You don't have to live any old way you don't want to live. You don't have to be any old dirty person if you don't want to be some old dirty person. So you're choosing. The devil is catching you because you put yourself in his way. I'll never forget, many years ago, I'd gone home for Christmas, and I didn't know anything about a Ouija board. I'd never heard of it. My children were young then, and now they're 50, 60, so you can tell how long ago that was. And an Ouija board showed up at my family's house, my personal family's house, and the kids were playing with it. They didn't know anything about it. None of them that I know of were devoted Christians. My mother was, my two younger sisters were, but the rest of them, and you know, quite a bit of wickedness among some of them, and they were playing with this Ouija board. And so I said, hey, let me see that thing. I want to try that. Well, when I tried it, that was some kind of power that was in it that took over, and it startled me. And I said, whoop. Now, there won't nothing else to do with that, children. Don't you touch that thing. That thing is a demon. That thing has demon spirits that are literally using it to taunt and to deceive. You see, the world has created so many things that are nothing but tools of Satan. Many of the movies are tools of Satan. Many of the games. I'm telling you, many of those video games are not a thing but tools of Satan. Do you know I can remember an article in the newspaper. I wish I had it. It had to be 30 years ago. And the creators of some of these video games had made the statement. They made the public statement that we're going to change a generation of American young people to not believe in the God of the Bible. We're going to teach them all about many gods. And we're going to break the stronghold, really, that Christian people had over most of America. And do you know they did just exactly what they said they was going to do? Because they used those tools. They used those games. Don't you mess with nothing that has magic ideas in it. Don't you mess with nothing that has demons. Don't you mess with nothing that have women for angels. There's no such thing as women or female angels. They were never created to be angels. They were created for mankind. God looked at man and said, man is not good to be alone. So he made a helpmeet for him. He didn't do that for angels. So you can forget that idea. But there's much of that out there. And you need to be aware of it and be careful to stay free of every bit of that. I remember a young man that came to see me in my office from UNC, University of North Carolina. Someone had told him to call me. He was having trouble with spirits. And they were showing up in his bathroom, showing up behind him in his automobile, and he was just being tormented. He was being tortured, and he came to me for instruction and help and to deliver him. And so we talked, and he told me the whole story, and I listened very carefully. And then we come down to the end of the conversation, and I said, young man, I'm ready to break those spirits. God has given me an anointing in my life, and I can bind those demons, and they have to go. He said, okay, I'm ready. I said, first you have to give your life to Jesus Christ. I can't cast devils out of a man who doesn't believe in Christ and doesn't trust Christ. And he said to me, oh, no, no, I'm not ready to be no Christian. I'm not ready for that. I just want to be delivered from these spirits. And I said, well, I'm not going to mess with them. I am not going to taunt them. And I'm not going to try to cast them out, because you're the one who welcomed them. You're the one that let them in. You're the one that played with magic things and Ouija boards. And you did the seances and tried to communicate with the dead. You're the one who invited them. And I'm not about to try to get them to leave until you surrender your life to Christ, because that would be impossible to start with. And he left my office he was sad, he was broken, he was fearful, but he wasn't ready to be a Christian. And I've never heard from him again. Now, folks, you need to listen to Brother Chambers. The devil's kingdom is coming down. So you're in a failing kingdom. You're in a losing fight. You're in a losing battle. You're playing a losing game. You're going the wrong direction. And hell wasn't prepared for you, but you'll go there if you do not turn to Christ. Now, let's get back on the subject. Satan, your kingdom is coming down. Satan, your kingdom is coming down. Are you listening to me? Satan, your kingdom is coming down. Now, let's go in our Bible to Revelation 19. You got to hear me when I tell you that Satan's false Christ and false prophet are fixing to be destroyed. Now, this is the beginning of the end. The beginning of the end. The Antichrist is already in the world. He just isn't in control yet. Satan will be a part of when he does take control. But in the meantime, let's go to Revelation. I want to show you the end of the devil. That's kind of where I started anyway. And then we'll go back and show you some of the way he is coming to take control of our world. And you better quit letting him have his way in your life. You really had Revelation chapter 20. And let's start with verse 17. Revelation 20. And let's go to verse 17 if we can, please. Revelation 20. And verse 17. Oh, let me get here. Let me get at my right place. I'm sorry. It's Revelation 19. Revelation 19. Okay, forgive me for that. You know what we are. We all are human. And let's just go to verse 20. And the beast was taken. That's the Antichrist. And with him, the false prophet. That's the third member of the unholy Trinity that wrought miracles before him. With which he deceived them that received the mark of the beast, See, the mark of the beast is a deception of the Antichrist and the false prophet. That's why you cannot repent of it. If you ever take it, you're lost. You're doomed. You're damned for hell. There's some trying to say you can repent of it, but they don't know their Bible. And they don't take it serious, one, maybe, I'm not sure which, but it's very serious business. Them that received the mark of the beast and them that worshipped him, his image, these both were cast into a lake of fire, a lake of fire with brimstone. Now, I'm telling you, the end of Satan is in the making. His kingdom is coming down. And after he reigns 7 years on the earth, in what we call the tribulation period, we see him, we see first his Antichrist and his false prophet, and they're cast into the lake of fire. Did you hear that? And brimstone. You're talking about a place of incredible, incredible destruction. And the remnant were slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse. That's Christ. Which proceeded out of his mouth, and all the fowls were filled with their flesh. Now, at the end of the 7 years, the Antichrist is going to be defeated because Christ returns. We talked about that the whole program last week. We dwelt with the Battle of Armageddon. I showed you all the beauty of it. If you didn't hear that program, you ought to go back. It's on the internet. It's still archived on Facebook, and we still have copies here and make them available. You see, you got to understand the time of the Antichrist is the time of the devil also, because they are the unholy trinity. And here we see angels destroying and casting into the lake of fire the devil. Well, not at this point, the devil, the Antichrist, and his false prophet. What a picture. What a picture. Now, to go a little further, the very next verse is chapter 20, verse 1. And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the keys of the bottomless pit, and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold upon the dragon, that's the devil, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him, bound him 1,000 years. See, that's the millennial. We're going to start studying that next week. The 1,000-year reign of Jesus Christ. And when we have that 1,000-year reign, you got to understand the devil is going to be in a bottomless pit. A bottomless pit of hell. This is the very bottom of hell. This is the abyss that is the darkest, most damnable, most dangerous, most destructive place of hell. I mean, hell does have degrees, friend. You got to understand that. And people get what they deserve by how wicked and ungodly they live. Anybody unsaved will be in some part of it. And nobody knows all those details because the Bible don't give them to us. But I can tell you, it's a dark and horrible place. And so here we have, at the end of the 7 years, the false prophet and the Antichrist, and they cast into the lake of fire. But Satan is given another break at the end of 1,000 years. So he, instead of being cast in the lake of fire, is cast into the bottomless pit. That's hell. That's hell right now, where all of hell is. And he's in that abyss, that dark and hellish place. And he has to stay there 1,000 years. Now see, all of this is getting the world ready for the final judgment. And oh, what a world we're going to have when Satan is out of business, when his kingdoms are destroyed. Now, I want to take a moment before I go back with you to chapter 12, and I want you to call. Maybe you have a question. Maybe you've heard something here that's got you thinking. Maybe you're confused. Maybe you just want to know, how long have I got before I've got a chance to make a decision? I don't know what you might have on your mind. I'd like to hear them, and I'd like to try to answer them. So grab your phone. I'm going to give you the phone numbers here for a moment so you can send them or make your call, okay? 704-391-0588 and the toll-free number 1-800-338-7884. Toll free, 1-800-338-7884. Now grab your phone and let's see what I can do to help you. How can I make you understand that Satan's kingdom is on its last ebb. It's on its last leg. It's just about over. There's no way you can look around you and read the newspaper. You can't read about Israel, what's happening to the Jewish people. You can't read about all the countries around Israel and how they hate Israel and are preparing for an army that would destroy Israel and forever remove it. That's called the Battle of Sodom. Well, I'll get it right in a minute. The Battle of Gog and Magog. The Battle of Gog and Magog. That battle will first be before the Battle of Armageddon. You got to understand. That is before the Battle of Armageddon. And we don't know exactly when, but right before the rapture or right after the rapture is the two likely times it will be. But, you know, you need to understand everything's getting ready. Everything is in preparation. The devil's kingdom is on his last leg, I say again. You've got to see that, and you've got to turn from that life. I do not understand how anybody, I mean anybody, would want to live a life that you know the end of your reign, of whatever pleasure you're having, whatever wealth you've accumulated, whatever great name you've created for yourself, whatever you've done, whatever you're living for. I don't know what it might be. There's many things, thousands of things that you may be living for, but it's all in vain if Christ is not the center. It's all in vain if you're not living in the cross, if you don't know the Redeemer, if you haven't been born again, if you aren't living by this Bible. It's all in vain because there's only one life that will escape the coming judgment, and that's the life lived in this holy book. The life lived in this holy book by the grace. And remember, you can't just live in the book. You got to be washed in the blood. You got to be saved by the grace of God. You got to become a new creature in Christ. You can't be good enough to earn heaven in your own self. Christ alone will make you worthy of heaven. And you've got to live for Christ. Now, I hope you're listening to me. And I hope you're ready to turn, okay? I hope you're ready to turn. I'm waiting for your calls. I want to hear from you. And while you are calling, I'm going back in Revelation to chapter 12. In chapter 12, we see what's fixing to happen to the devil. See, right now he has his reign in the midair. The Bible said he's the prince of the power of the air. Got that? That's a biblical statement. He is the prince of the power of the air. Now, he still has the right to go and appeal to God the Father. I don't know why God gives him this right. I wouldn't want to give it to him, but I'm not God, and God's much smarter than I, as all of you well know. And so God gives him the right to appeal to him. And he literally hates you and me. If you're a Christian, he hates me. I'm telling you, I told somebody the other day, don't do anything nice for me if you're scared of the devil, because he'll do anything he can to defeat anything or anybody that tries to help the things with. I'm telling truth like many preachers are not. What preacher will tell you all about the devil and all about his downfall and what's fixing to happen to him and warn you of anything you do to open up your life to Satan? Don't let nothing make you open your life to the devil. Don't put a cigarette between your lips. Don't put no chewing tobacco in your mouth. Don't drink wine and strong drink. Don't get involved in fornication and wickedness. I mean, keep your life clean. Keep your life clean, for every wicked thing you are involved in opens up the door of your life to the devil. Are you hearing me? Opens up the door of your life to the devil. And he is not going to let you pass. He is not going to treat you better than he treats anybody else. He's going after your soul, so be smart enough to do nothing to open up your life to Satan. Are you listening? Oh, I wish you would call and let me help you understand. If you don't understand, you need to turn to Christ. I beg of you. Now, the book of Revelation 12 is a beautiful picture. It's simultaneous with chapter 4, because in Revelation 12, the rapture occurs. Again, it's the same rapture, but we see two pictures of it in Revelation. We see one picture of the 7 years from chapters 4 through chapter 11, and we see a second picture of the rapture in the 7 years, beginning with chapters 12 and go to chapters 19. Okay, you understand that. You may have a question about that. I'm going to say it again. There's two pictures of the dark tribulation period in the book of Revelation. One picture starts with chapter 4, and one picture starts with chapter 12. It's the same events, but one is the scenes in heaven, and one are the scenes on earth. The first one, we see the scenes from chapter 4 through chapters 11, and they're all heavenly scenes. In the second, we see the scenes on the earth, and they're all earthly scenes, and they start at chapters 12 and go to chapters 19. I can help you understand that. If you need to ask the question, I will do my best. I'm telling you, the book of Revelation is a simple book. I don't think there's a simpler book in the Bible than the book of Revelation. Every preacher out there almost would deny that and say it's not so. And I'm going to tell you why they say it. It's because they've never got on their knees and opened this book and spent hours and weeks and months and even years studying the book of Revelation so that they had a understanding of it by the Holy Spirit. So that they, by the Holy Spirit, can warn people. I come to you not because Joe Chambers is smart, but because the Holy Spirit is smart. And because the Holy Spirit will use any old vessel that will make themselves available to him. He uses this old vessel because I was totally ignorant of the things of God. I had to learn how to read when I got saved. And so he can get all the credit. There's certainly no way I can get the credit, and that's why he uses me. And he'll use you if you not touch the glory. You got to make sure he gets all the glory. Now, let's go to chapters 12. And again, this is a picture of the rapture. And I stood upon the sands of the sea. That's chapter 13. How did I do that? I've done that twice now today. These old eyes are giving me a fit sometimes. And there appeared, this is chapter 12, there appeared a great wonder in heaven. A woman clothed with the sun, and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. Now, that is the universal church. No ifs, no ands, no doubts. Absolutely the universal church. And she, being with child, cried, travailing in pain, in birth, and pained to be delivered. Well, that's a picture of a rapture-ready crowd in the womb of this universal church. The universal church is in darkness. They are a sun-clothed woman who's lost their beauty, who've lost their glory. But in their bosom, that means among the congregations, is some people that love God and love Christ. And so this woman is pained to be delivered. Oh, she wants rid of us saints who are going to be raptured so bad she don't know what she's doing. The church world doesn't want me to teach what I'm teaching, but they can't stop me. Because God gives me help and guides me and protects me. So you can depend upon God. He's faithful, okay? And she, being with child, cried, travailing in birth, and pained to be delivered. And there appeared another angel. Listen, another wonder in heaven. And behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his heads. And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven. That's the devil and all his angels. The third part of the heavenly company of angels went with Satan, turned against God. And so we know there's one devil for every 2 angels. One devil, one demon, one fallen angel. For all demons are fallen angels. You understand that, don't you? All demons are fallen angels. There appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns, crowns upon his head, and his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven, and did cast them down to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. Now, I want to get you something to understand it. The devil and the Antichrist and the false prophet are doing everything in their power right now, to stop any teaching of the pre-trib rapture and the 7-year tribulation period that's following the pre-trib rapture. I mean, the devil hates it. The devil hates it, but he can't stop us because we have a restrainer. And the restrainer is the Holy Ghost in the true saints. The Holy Ghost in the true saints is holding the devil at bay. I mean, the power of the Holy Spirit in the saints is a restraining power, and Satan is held back. He can't move beyond what the Lord will allow him to do. He's on a lease. Woo! Hallelujah. See, the devil's on the lease and his kingdom is coming down. Now, you can say both of those and know you're speaking the truth of the Bible. The devil is on the lease and his kingdom is coming down. The devil is on the lease and his kingdom is coming down. And here he is trying to defeat the rapture. I promise you, when the Lord appears in the sky, when the Lord appears in the heavens and the trump of God sounds and the dead begin to come out of their graves and the living saints begin to be transformed and changed, there are going to be demons and devils everywhere trying to stop it. But I got good news. There's two angels for every demon. So every demon that's trying to stop the rapture of the saints and the resurrection of the living, there'll be two angels to stop the demon. Two angels would stop the demon. I've often said when we go up from this earth to the sky, we're going to look around us and see demons strode everywhere. We're going to see demons falling over there and demons falling over there and demons as they are falling down to the earth. And we're going to go right through the kingdom of the devil and right straight to heaven where God has prepared a place for us. Woo! Do you understand? Now, you got questions? Call and I'll do my best to answer. I'm not scared of your questions. If I can't answer, I'll tell you, give me a week and I'll answer next week. I've done that all these 40 some years that I've been doing this broadcast. Friend, I'm telling you, we got some exciting. Can you imagine? I cannot hardly stand to wait until I start going up in that rapture and I can look around me and I can see demons strode everywhere. Those angels are going to defeat them demons. You saw it. I mean, the Bible made it plain. It says, and she brought forth a child. I've got to go back where I was at. Hallelujah. And she brought forth a child. Well, verse 4. And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the church, before the woman, which was ready to be devoured for to deliver her child, to devour her child as soon as it was born. You're talking about the devil doing his best to stop that glorious rapture. I promise you, he is going to do it. He's already working overtime. I know so many good people who used to believe in the rapture, and they've turned aside because the devil got their mind. The devil got their thinking. The devil got a hold of their imagination. The devil made them think they were smarter than the Bible. That's really what happens when you deny the pre-trib rapture. You get smarter than the Bible, and you're wrong. You're just as wrong as you can be. But I love you, and I'm telling you, and I'm teaching you so that you'll turn back to the truth, because there is the picture, and it's breathtaking. And she brought forth a man-child, a man-child. Oh, you can read in the book of Revelation and see that this bridal company will be masculine strong and masculine pure, and they will be of great beauty, and they will be part of the Father's great entourage that directs the affairs of the 7 years of tribulation. What an hour that's going to be. She brought forth a man-child who was to rule all nations. Notice that? Rule all nations with a rod of iron. And that's a direct promise to the church, to the bride of Christ, that we will rule in and with Christ all nations in that wonderful and blessed day. Brought forth a man-child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron, and her child was caught up unto God and to his throne. Her child, the bridal company, the masculine pure child of the church's womb was caught up under God, and the Bible says we're to rule all nations with a rod of iron. I mean, the promises in there are so biblically clear that there's no way to doubt that this is a picture of the rapture. It really is no way. And I think of so many Bible teachers who are so confused with this chapter, it worries me. But listen, let me read on. And there was war in heaven. Now, you got to get this. Verse 7 of chapter 12 of Revelation. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon fought against the dragon and his, well, I got to get that straight again. And the angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels. I was trying to get that part that said the demons were his angels. Very clear. The devil has angels, and here they are. So we have a great war. This is right now at the rapture. The rapture is just occurring. The saints are being caught up to heaven. At the same time the saints are being caught up to heaven, a war ensues between the angels of God and the angels of the devil. Michael leads God's angels, and the dragon, the devil, leads his angels. And this war occurs in heaven. Did you get that? Are you getting the picture? And we're talking about the kingdom. Satan, your kingdom's coming down. Are you getting that? Satan, your kingdom's coming down. And prevail not. That's the devil, the dragon. That's his whole entourage. And they prevail not, and neither was their place found anymore in heaven. God cleans the second heavens up of every demon and every fallen angel of the whole kingdom of the devil. And he cast them down, and the great dragon was cast out. He's already been cast out of heaven. Now he's cast out of the second heavens. The first time he was cast out of the third heavens. This time he's cast out of the second heavens. And the Bible says, and the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan. The Bible says it clear. The word Satan is right here in the Bible, friend. And Satan, I'm sorry, which deceiveth the whole world. Deceiveth the whole world. Who does that but the devil? Nobody. You can't. These scriptures are so clear, you'd have to be pretty stupid to not understand them, to be real honest. I'm not trying to call anybody stupid, forgive that. But I'm telling you, it's too plain, it's too clear, and it's wonderful. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels was cast out with him. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels was cast out with him. Let me stop right there. Remember, I've already read to you where he's going to be put in the bottomless pit. That's a little later than this. I started out with his end. I'm now showing you the progression to the point of his complete defeat. He is going to be defeated. Now, where's the calls? I thought that phone would be ringing off. Well, here's a booklet of all of this that you can order. You call right now. Our people are standing by to take your address. You need this material. Every one of you ought to share this with all your friends on the whole network. I mean, everybody needs to hear this. Everybody needs to hear this. You got to understand, my friend, we're living in the closing hour. And if we don't let people understand this, I don't understand why preachers aren't preaching it. I mean, they're too lazy to study is the only word I can have you. Only word I can give you. But I'm willing to stay with it. And I've dug into it ever since 1960-something when I began to study the book of Revelation. And I'm here to tell you that we are living in the last hour of this old wicked world. And the kingdom of the devil is coming down. Did you hear what I said? The kingdom of the devil is coming down. And now we see the Bible actually say, now the Bible actually says, and the great dragon was cast out. The Bible says that, verse 9 of chapters 12, okay? And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels was cast out with him. Now, do you want to be on this earth when the devil has he's limited right here on the earth, but every demon, and there's multi-millions of them, all of them are on the earth doing the damage of hell. I mean, you're talking about spewing darkness on this earth. You need to understand this, friend, and do something about your life and get yourself ready to leave here. I can hardly wait to leave. I can hardly wait to leave. It's going to be a blessed hour. It really is. Now listen, you got to hear a little more. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength. Listen carefully. Now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the kingdom of his Christ, for the accuser of the brethren. The accuser of the brethren, that's the devil, is cast down, which accused them before God day and night. See, the devil is still accusing us. Oh, he is. Oh, he. I wonder what he says to God about me. I can't wait to hear. You know, I know it's ugly. I know it's vicious. I know it's mean. And I'm so glad I got a defender. And that's the Lord. I wouldn't live without the Holy Spirit. I wouldn't live without being full of the Holy Ghost. I wouldn't live without spending hours in that sanctuary on my face with God. Because I know my only hope is the anointing of the Holy Spirit. The anointing of the Holy Ghost, which accuses them before their God day and night. And they overcame him. How did they overcome him? by the blood of the Lamb. Now, this is in Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. By the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto the end. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knows that his time has come. Because he knows that his time is short. Because he knows it's almost over for him. Are you listening to Brother Chambers? For the devil here in this great text knows that it's almost over for him. When the rapture has occurred, when the rapture has occurred, this war occurs, and the devil is thrown out of heaven, you got to understand, we, the raptured saints, will be on a sea of glass that will be in the second heavens where the devil has been cast out of. We take over the realm where Satan has done his darkness and ugliness for nearly 6,000 years. And we take it over for the great marriage supper and the great events of Jesus Christ during the 7-year tribulation period. And we in heaven shouting and praising God will be in view of those on earth who are going through the hell taking place on this earth. It's all going to be an open book in that time of history. And so we in heaven will be able to hear probably the taunts down here, and they down here will see our shouts and our praises and our hallelujahs up there. Maybe we'll be kept from all hearing this stuff. I don't know. The Bible will prove all of that, or God will prove all of that when the time comes. But I can tell you, it's coming down to a close. We are so near the end. I've done my best to lay this out for you now. Very carefully. I hope I've done a good job of it. I sure have tried. My time is getting a little closer to the end. I've been in my last chapter. I want you to understand. Brother Chambers is in his last chapter. I hope it's going to last a few years, maybe as much as 8 or 10, if Jesus tarries. The moment that rapture occurs, my chapter's ended. Somewhere at the end of my chapter, I'll say, finished. Somewhere, if that rapture occurs, because I'm going to be out of here. But I'm telling you, my dear friends, and I love every one of you. I've got listeners in all kinds of places. I hear from countries. I hear from places. I hear from people. I'm amazed at it. I am just awed at it. He gets all the glory. I'm not going to touch the glory. I'm looking for a Holy Ghost breakthrough. I'm looking for the Shekinah presence. I'm looking for a manifest glory of the Lord to be manifest in our ministry, in our lives. I'm looking for some awesome things, because the time of the signs and the wonders of the Lord is right at the door. He says, I will show signs in the heaven above, wonders in the heavens above, signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke before the great and notable day of the Lord's come. So it's all got to happen before Jesus returns to fight the battle of Armageddon. And it's going to happen. And friend, I pray you'll get yourself ready and quit sitting around on the stool of do nothing and quit being lazy about the things of God. And you preachers, you need to get in your Bible and get on your face and quit playing games. I know preachers, they'd rather run around with their friends and do all kinds of fun things than to pray and fast and seek God. And I feel sorry for them, because they don't know what they're doing. Here God is looking for people who will give him all, give him everything, lay themselves on the altar and be the Lord's. And people are so busy with things that have no value and no lasting benefit. Get ready, folks. The end is upon us. Am I clear? The end is upon us. Oh, man, I know I'm not finished yet. What a day. Time is up, almost up, 12, 13 minutes. I'd love to take some calls this last time. I really would. Grab your phone right quick, would you? Right quick, grab your phone. 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. Let me give it to you a minute. 704-391-0588. 1-800-338-7884. And you know what I want to do? I want to do the same thing I did last week. I want to give you an altar call. You out there that aren't saved, don't play a fool with your life any longer. Don't listen to the devil. Don't listen to people who love the wages of sin more than they love the gifts of God. Don't listen to people who talk about the pleasures of this and that and the other. I mean, there's a lot of things that, and there's a little pleasure in them, maybe, I guess. You know, I'm too old to worry about it. I'm in the last ebbs of my chapter, and all I want to do is add some scripts to my chapter. All I want to do is see a few miracles and see a few wonders and see the hand of God and see people get saved. Oh man, do I want to see people get saved? I don't know anything I want more than to get saved. Now, why don't you right now where you are, why don't you give your heart to Christ? Why don't you stop what you're doing, cut the radio off. No, keep it on, and you can hear us praying. And let's talk to God, and let you get right with God. Ask Him to forgive you of your wicked ways, your sins. Do you know that every day you live in sin, you take another day off your life? 2 days for every day. 2 days for every day that you live in sin, you take another day off your life. Are you that foolish that you would live 20 years in sin and take 40 years off your life? That's what you do. 20 years in sin means 40 years off your life. Means you're going to die 20 years younger than your original number was supposed to be. See, there's a time to be born and there's a time to die. God has all that in his calculation. And you've got so many years before you, and you live in sin, you're just cutting them out. You're cutting them in half. You're cutting them in half. And I pray you'll quit. Father, I pray right now for my dear people, friends, all over the world, all over this universe, in Australia, New Zealand, up in Ukraine, Russia, Father, South Africa, all over England and the European nations, Father, the Middle East, Father, all over the world, wherever they got their internet on or their Facebook on, I plead the blood for them and help them right now to turn to Christ. Breathe upon a spirit. Elohim, Sito. Hallelujah, Holy Ghost. You're doing something right now in somebody's life. You're breaking the old burden of sin and the bondage of sin and the captivity of sin. And you're helping them turn to you, Father. You're helping them turn to Christ, Father. Now I claim that blood of Jesus. I claim the blood of Jesus to pull down that old stronghold. That old devil that's trying to taunt back at me. Devil, I bind you in the name of Jesus. I command that you be quiet and back up and take your hand off of that dear life that you've made mincemeat out of. And you defeat it, devil. And I claim, dear friends, that you will repent right now and turn to Christ and let Him take over your life. You'll be a happy person. You'll be grateful. You'll be grateful, and we'll meet in heaven. And you can say, Brother Chambers, I was listening to you, and I turned away from sin and turned to Christ. And I'm going to grab you and hug you in heaven, and we're going to shout a little bit together. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Get ready. Get right with God, friend. Get right with God. Now, I'd love to have some calls. I really would. I want to answer questions. If I didn't stir your mind with the things I've said, then I don't know. I've done my best. All I can do is just thank God for whoever did listen. And thank God for whoever cared enough to listen. And I would imagine there are a lot of people cutting me off because they just don't want to hear these things. They say you scare me. They say you alarm me. I can't sleep tonight. I hope you can't sleep tonight if you're not right with God until you get right with God. But all you got to do is crawl out of that bed and fall on your knees right beside the bed and give your heart to Christ. Repent of your sins and He'll wash every one of them away. He'll make you as clean as if you had never sinned. That's exactly what His grace does. It'll wash you as white as snow. It'll make your life a brand new life. And I'm crying out to you. I really am. Now, everything of darkness that's occurring in our world is a work of the devil. Do you understand that? Sickness is all the work of Satan. That's the reason by the stripes of Jesus you can be healed. Jesus heals by His stripes because He did it because He knew what Satan had done to us in the powers of evil, the powers of wickedness. I read just today in the Bible of a woman who was bowed over and couldn't stand up straight. And this is in Luke chapter 13. Read verse 16 if you want to go read it. Luke 13 verse 16. And she was bent over. Her life was in bondage. And she'd been like this for many years. And Jesus saw. And He said, woman, be loosed of thine infirmity. And immediately she stood up straight. Her back was completely healed. And the Jews started having a fit. And Jesus said, shall not this woman who's been in this horrible condition because of the devil, I want to read that to you. You maybe you'll get the message and you'll realize you can turn to Christ. I don't care what's going on in your life, what's wrong. 13:16, let me read it to you and you can rejoice. And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan hath bound, lo, these 18 years, be loosed from her bond on the Sabbath day? Shall she not be loosed from her bond, whom Satan hath bound? Do you know how many people are bound in this world? There is a multitude of them, a multitude. You on the air, may I help you, please?
Yes, Pastor. This is Charlotte Smith, Decorah, Georgia.
Hey, Charlotte.
Yes, I had a question. I want you to explain about the three heavens.
The three heavens.
Heavens, yes.
All right, there's a third heaven, a second heaven, and a heaven above us. So the first heaven is the heavens in which we live, in which our, you know, all of our planes fly in, our atmosphere, the whole bit. You know, the carbon dioxide goes up and it's cleansed and becomes oxygen for us. Trees and all the vegetation help do that. That's the first heavens. The third heavens is where God has his throne. It's on the sides of the north. It's a mountain of holiness. Remember Psalms division 48, great is the Lord and great is his, I got to say it and it don't come out. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountains of holiness on the sides of the north. Beautiful scripture. So that's the third heavens. Well, the great distance between the first heavens and the second heavens, which is immeasurable. That's the second heavens where Satan has his domain. The Bible says he's the prince of the power of the air. And so every scholar that I've ever read after believes that means that the second heavens is the domain of Satan. And so you've got the first heavens where we live, the second heavens where the wickedness operates, and the third heavens where God's throne is. And when the rapture takes place, Satan will be thrown out of his second heavens and down to the earth.
Uh-huh.
Do you understand that?
Yes, sir, I do.
Is that something that hasn't been preached enough?
Yes.
Well, you know, much of what I preach from Revelation is not being preached like it should be.
I know that, yes, sir.
But I'm the old school, you know, and this the church that I was a member of, East Burlington Church of God, our pastor would have a prophecy teacher almost every year, would take a whole week, and we would go and sit under teaching, and they would teach us the book of Revelation, and book of Daniel, and all the great prophecies of the Bible, and that is what got me ready to do what I do today. It started then. In the Church of God. The Church of God used to be solid as a gold dollar in those kind of things. And they've lost all of that, I'm afraid. And I'm not going to get on to that. But it's great to hear the truth.
Yes, yes, yes. So we will be in the third heaven where the throne of God is.
Absolutely. That's where God is. Now, you got to understand, the second heavens disappears during the tribulation period. The Bible speaks of it just vanishing away. And so the second heavens will be gone, and it's all going to be heaven and God's earth that he created, and they're going to be blended together, and there'll be a new heaven and a new earth. Woo! And I'm going to be there.
Wonderful. Yes.
I can't wait to hug your neck, Sister Smith. What a dear saint of God you are. Hey, when are you coming back to visit us?
Well, I hope before long.
How about tomorrow?
Well, it sounds good.
God bless you. You're a sweetheart. Thank you for calling.
Well, you've explained it. Thank you.
Thank you. Hey, give us a call. We have time maybe for one more here. Not much time. It's 1:58. Hey, have you heard the truth today? Have you enjoyed hearing the truth? Have you shared this? If you haven't shared, share it right now. Share it right now. It's going to be archived. And so it'll be right there for weeks and weeks and weeks. Hopefully, the rapture hurries up and takes place. The people will have this to listen to while they're here on the earth during the tribulation period. And maybe they will know not to take the mark of the beast, because the time of the mark of the beast is at hand. I love you. I'd love to have you in church tomorrow. I'll be preaching in the morning, and I can't wait. I love the preaching of the word. I promise you, you'll be in church. We're having people saved. We're making progress. This is kind of vacation time, but hopefully we'll have a great crowd. And we'd like to have you in the middle of that crowd. Would you plan to come? I don't know yet what I'm going to preach, but it'll be the Bible. I promise you that. Don't preach anything else but the Holy Book. Well, let me share a little more of this song. I don't remember whether I stopped it or not. I am so bad to forget everything. Getting it all together is not always easy. Did you know that? It's not always easy, but God bless you. I love you in the Lord, and Jesus is coming anytime. I mean, it could be today. Wouldn't that be something if Jesus would come today? I would love every thought of it. I would love it, and I'm going to be gone. God bless you.
In the morning.
In the morning. Hey.
Just
could be today.
Inside
tomorrow.
The eastern gate. Then be ready, faithful pilgrim, lest with you it be too late. Oh, I will meet you. I will meet you. Just inside the eastern gate over there. Oh, I will meet you. I will meet you. I will meet you in the morning over there. If you hasten off to glory, linger near the eastern gate. Coming in the morning, so you'll not have long to wait. Oh, I will meet you
in the morning.
I will meet you
in the morning,
just inside the eastern gate over there. Oh, I will meet you
in the morning.
I will meet you
in the morning.
I will meet you in the morning over there. And keep your lamps all trimmed and burning, for the bridegroom watch and wait. He'll be with us at that meeting, just inside the eastern